AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. European leaders already dealing with a big spike in COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are demanding immediate air travel restrictions on flights and passengers out of Southern Africa. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
They should be suspended until we have a clear understanding about the danger posed by this new variant. And travelers returning from this region should respect strict quarantine rules.
European Union nations have agreed to impose that ban on travel from Southern Africa. EU presidency also called on member states to test and quarantine all incoming passengers. Dr. Anthony Fauci, U.S. top infectious disease expert, tells CNN's Newsday that more is not known than known about the variant reported just this week.
Possibly transmissibility increase and possibly evasion of immune response. We don't know that for sure right now. This is really something that's in motion, and we just arranged right now a discussion between our scientists and the South African scientists.
Stock markets around the world are jittery. The Dow's been off by more than 1,000 points today. S&P is down 2%. Oil futures also off more than 7%. AP banking reporter Ken Sweet.
It is a sign that investors are fearful that we're going to have to return to the at-home behaviors that mostly dominated last year.
The VIX, the market's measurement of volatility, sometimes referred to as the fear gauge, jumped 49% to its highest reading since January. The Biden administration calls for an overhaul of the nation's oil and gas leasing program to focus on areas that are most suitable for energy development and increasing costs to drill on public lands and in public waters. The Interior Department report stopped short of recommending an end to oil and gas leasing on public lands that had been urged by many environmental groups. This is AP News. Thanksgiving is marked as a day of mourning by some Native Americans. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
On the historic landmark that overlooks Plymouth Rock, members of Native American tribes from around New England gathered to mourn, citing centuries of racism and mistreatment that indigenous people around the world have suffered.
Slaughters of indigenous people would be celebrated by a day of Thanksgiving, and yet the history books call us the savages.
Keisha James of the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe says the stories we all learned in school about the first Thanksgiving are mostly lies.
Some Wampanoag ancestors did welcome the pilgrims and save them from starvation. And what did we get in return for this kindness? Genocide, the theft of our lands, slavery, starvation, and never-ending oppression.
James is the granddaughter of a tribal member who started the annual Day of Mourning in 1970. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.